Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Worldwide, folks, people are tuning in. It was so exciting to be in Dallas, walking around in the West End by our hotel by the grassy knoll. And I had white folks, black folks, Hispanic folks walking up who weren't part of the In the Fed demonstration, weren't down there to see the grassy knoll. They were up there by the restaurants. They go, hey, aren't you Alex Jones, Endgame? Or I saw your film. My neighbor gave me your film, and I checked out your site. Now, listen now. I mean, folks, I'd be at the hotel and people walk up to me. And again, that's only a yardstick, an example. I'm just one person in this fight, and I can go to England, I can go to Canada, I can go California. People in little towns all walk in a little store, and the people are, hey, we listen to your show. It is growing exponentially, and that means we've got a fighting chance. Now, Ted Anderson, I've got you up, and we're here talking about $7.4 trillion so far given to the private banks of our tax money, so that they can not loan to people and hold it to buy up the currency and buy up the markets. I'm going to get more into that after you leave us. But you did a pitch here Friday when we had you on doing some economic news. You also told folks that you had bought in between 701 and 710, because you did some different buys, when gold was at that level. He bought gold coins, and most people are sold out or can't even get them. And Ted was able, because he's been in business 30 years, to get really good buys out of Europe and the U.S. on maple leaves, American Eagles, things nobody has. Very few people have. There's huge 30, 40% premiums on them. He was able to offer those at below spot. This was below spot because gold went up to $800. It's gone up another $12 or so today. It's $815 last time I checked. The point is, he bought gold at a little over $700. In that range, because there was different buys. Some at 701, some at 706, some at 7010. And so even with this tiny 6% markup in there, he'd be able to get the gold in, to pay his staff, stuff like that. And he's the reason the show's possible. It's his network. He is able to then pass those savings on. Now, he sold out of the Maple Leafs. He's almost sold out of the you are sold out of the American Eagles. He's got Indians, he's got Franks, and he's got Sovereigns at that deal of 700 of last Monday when he bought those. And he held the deal through yesterday, through the weekend. This is probably the last time. But he's guaranteeing, even if he sells out of what he's got, he will take the hit and bring it in and still, at that level. This is guaranteed to get this deal. Ted, again, as you said Friday, this is the best deal you've ever offered, topping the one you did 3 months ago.
Yeah, and it got better because gold's up. Well, it was up at 8:30 today. Last time I looked at it was at 8:18. So when we're talking about it on Friday, gold was at 7.99. Same price on the British sovereign. They're 228. The franc at 187. Alex, before I put out the memo, I walked in the studio. Mona, my buyer, she comes in. She says, are you crazy? We have to pay a lot more than that for these coins right now. And I said, yep, I'm going to run them. And that's because we picked up this bit of supply. There's not much left, but I'm going to hold it and hold it throughout the rest of today. If you want to buy gold right now, buy the francs or buy the sovereign or pick up the 10 Union, the 10 Liberty, because you're going to be getting it for a lot less than what I have to go out in the marketplace and get it for. As a matter of fact, dealers are paying more for them now than I'm even just selling them to you. So you can't be.
Yeah, you're not just getting the fact that Ted's a huge wholesaler, so you're getting his discount. He's giving you the deal he got last Monday at $700 and 701, 706, 710, the different buys he did. Now, how many Eagles do you have left? You said you're low on them.
No, the Eagles are gone. I can't offer another Eagle. It's going to take too long to get them to the people.
Okay, well, what's the $10 piece you were talking about?
The $10 piece that I'm talking about is the $10 Liberty from back at the turn of the century. Or the
okay, so you got the $10 Liberty, and then you have the Franks, and you have the Sovereigns. 800-686-2237. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a good chance they're going to seize the money in the banks. There's a good chance we are going to have a full-bore depression. Move now into gold and silver. Come back, Ted. Tell them about the silver on the other side. 800-686-2237. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network.
a day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. We're entering a holiday season never before seen in America. We're thankful for the warning given by members of Mr. Obama's campaign team of the coming international incident, which will force unpopular decisions. Without this warning, many of us who still have money available would have unknowingly wasted it on Christmas gifts that will be useless when the only food available is in a government breadline. When the president is faced with the expected national security incident, the in-place Patriot legislation will control transport and distribution of food. Those of us who are able to take care of ourselves must put in supplies of food. This will free up the relief organizations to give food to those unable or not smart enough to prepare. The greatest gift this Christmas is life itself, food for these unknown times. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I'm going to run through all the top financial news stories and take your calls this hour to the next. I'm going to air about a 25-minute speech Ron Paul gave Saturday at In the Fed down in Houston. That is coming up. Military examines domestic role in your daily lives, ladies and gentlemen. The military, openly CBS News, in the streets of the United States. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We'll get you up and on the air. It is the 25th of November, 2008. Ted Anderson, I want to get some of your views on what's happening right now, these new developments, separately from pitching gold at people. But I will tell listeners this, that when Ted takes a huge risk, when gold that he predicted had bottomed at $700 an ounce, and he bought a ton of it, he is now passing that all on to you. Any other broker in the world would simply, you know, sell gold for whatever the price is today, and they're adding huge premiums. Again, Google, gold selling for premiums. Central banks can't keep up. Gold sold out. Hundreds of mainstream news articles. Most places are sold out. Go to their sites. Go to their look. Look at the prices. You will find this is below spot, ladies and gentlemen, and this is in a bull market in precious metals. Ted is doing this because he wants to pass it on to the listeners, because he's a great guy, he's a free market guy, and he loves to smash all his competition. I'll just be honest with you. And you should take advantage of this. He made such a big buy, and he told me this morning 90% of it's out the door last Monday, that this is it. This is the tail end of this deal. who knows if it'll come back, you know, by in the next even year or two to ever have a deal like this again. This dwarfs the deal he offered 3 months ago when he did something similar. So again, Ted, explain to people the mathematics we're talking about here.
Well, I mean, take the British sovereign, for instance, that 228, multiply that by four. I mean, you're just sitting right in that range. There's no way you're not going to be able to get it. You can call every single dealer across the United States. You are not going to buy a British sovereign for 228 anywhere. Not here, not in Britain, not in Europe, not in South Africa, anywhere. I have them for the lowest price. And I also have the francs right now, 187, fifth of an ounce of gold. Obviously, you want small gold pieces. Again, nowhere. I mean, Mona came in, Alex, and she says, look at these, you know, they're over $200 a piece, and you're selling them for 187. I said, I don't care. We picked up the position. It was actually, I put up the numbers, it was close to $3 million worth of this stuff. And I got to tell you, it makes me happy. Makes me happy that I'm putting gold into people's hands. I mean, you don't know how much of a treat it is for me to go down to the Federal Reserve Bank and have a whole crowd of people yelling, and the Fed, and people driving by, and, you know, the pleasure of being able to see it happen in front of my very eyes, and fighting this fight to try to get people convinced that this institution is no good for the United States, no good for the people. And you know, to have it to the point where, you know, these clips that you're playing, I mean, you don't know how much satisfaction that just brings me to see that.
Ted, all these years, we've been here telling him the Fed's the enemy. Back when nobody knew who Ron Paul was, you know, you were promoting him and airing his little five-minute radio show once a week here on the network. And, you know, when you were there bankrolling the network, all those years it lost money. You know, having to mortgage your house 5 years ago so that the network wouldn't go under, everything you did. And now we're here. The future is here. We were right about everything. People are exponentially tuning in and waking up and getting involved and getting protected. Ted, from what I hear, the best deal is the francs or the sovereigns?
They're both a fabulous deal, Alex, because the market's gone up more than $100 since I put this deal together for people. The market took care of it. I still get my little margin in there, and what, you know, if we have to go back and buy a few at the very end, big deal. So I get some gold in the people's hand, they get a good price. The sovereigns are a great buy. The francs are a good buy. That's good because they're small pieces of gold.
And explain how this is working. 10, 20, 30, 40. I mean, usually it's about a 30% premium just to even get gold for wholesalers. Wholesalers are paying 10, 20, 30 percent over what supposed spot is because we're in a manipulated market.
If you're lucky enough to find a U.S. Eagle right now, you're paying over $900 an ounce for this silly thing. I mean, it's crazy what the market has done. And they're just, the physical supply is so tight right now because everybody wants to put it away. And when you see the spot price fluctuating, that's the futures market.
Okay, Ted, I want to be careful about this, though. Do you want to say this is going to midnight, or do you want to say it'll go until people stop answering the phones tonight? Because I don't want you to get, you know, upside down in this if the phones, you know, blow off the wall.
No, I can tell you I'll take it, and I'll stay committed to this till midnight. But I would suggest if you want to get into something that is so close to melt, I mean, it is quite literally, I don't know, once before there was
Ted, in the real market, it's below melt. I mean, they've got that fictional, you know, COMEX. But, I mean, in reality, the brokers are paying premiums to even get it, right?
Yeah, well, there's not a dealer in the world right now that's offering francs, even at the wholesale level, to sell at these prices. So that's and the British sovereigns, the $10 liberties and the $10.
So in the real market, this is way below what real spot is.
Yep, that's right. And you know, there's a lot of people that are concerned about the stuff because it's so close to melt and confiscation. But if you're concerned about that, go to the 10 Indian or the 10 Liberty. That stuff is so close to melt right now too. I mean, everything is so tight in supply. The walking Liberty half silver coins. I can't say it enough. I mean, here we have Christmas coming up, and people are going to be buying people, radios and all this stuff from these electronics gizmos and whatever. This is something you can actually give to somebody, and you know darn well that we've got a train wreck of an economy right now. How about giving them something that they can actually use? This will be something that'll support and take care of their children. It'll take care of their grandchildren. People need to get gold and silver in their hands. And once they start getting gold and silver in their hands, they start to realize how messed up the Federal Reserve System is and what this real monetary system is about. It only takes a little bit of, it takes a seed to grow a plant. And that's the idea that needs to be placed in the minds of the people that don't understand how money comes into existence and why it's losing purchasing power and why we got Paulson and Bernanke doing what they're doing, and they're just trying to, they're trying to protect the system to get it. If it totally falls apart and blows up, then we're going to win. And they don't want us to win. And we're going to fight hard to win, because you know what? It's about liberty. It's about freedom. It's about the Constitution of the United States. It's about we the people. We're the ones who go out and labor for this wealth that we create. We should be able to keep it, and they shouldn't be able to destroy it by printing more money.
Absolutely. And Ted, take Iceland, the second most wealthy nation per capita after Switzerland, one of the lowest crime rates in the world. They are attacking and breaking down the doors of police stations and government facilities right now because there's literally no food on most of the store shelves. The banks aren't giving them their own money. I mean, you know, that's the point. This is engineered.
It's fractional reserve banking at its highest, most ultimate point. It is the worst thing that could have ever happened to a society. And our forefathers knew this, Alex.
Look how they terrorized us into going along with the bailout, Ted. Look at how they terrorized the public into going along with that. I want to give you the number, folks. We've been ranting here because it's just so amazing to see people waking up. It's the best of times, worst of times. And on the other side, to see the enemy coming right out in the open and CBS News going, yeah, the U.S. Army is going to be on the streets of America with the police to fight al-Qaeda. Give me a break, folks. That's for the public. If you go videotape the actual Army training, and they admit this in the Army Times, CBS doesn't. They say it's for civil disturbances and to fight the American people. It's in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. It says the governors don't run anything, that the military will be used against the people for insurrection and rebellion and rioting. Why? Because they're going to eat our lunch. They do it by design. I just hope you call and get the sovereigns, get the francs, and get the silver half dollars, 800-686-2237. And let me tell you, folks, Ted is running out of this stuff. This is probably the last time it'll be at this deal. I can't imagine that there'd be anything left tomorrow, but it's there right now, 800-686-2237. One more time, in case you missed that number, 800-686-2237. If you call, the number's busy. Leave your name and number. They'll call you back in a few hours because Ted's got 25 brokers there, and it takes a lot of time with each person, so things get clogged up. 800-686-2237. Ted, thanks for coming on with us. Just last question. We now have more bank bailouts. As I said, $7.4 trillion. I'm going to cover that when I come back. And then the local banks, small town banks, you know, that really are part of the economy, and in many cases actually helping the local economies, they're freaking out because they're actually solvent, many of them, and then they're getting bought out. Government regulators are coming in and forcing them to sell out to the big banks, and they know it's a fraud. I talked to a bank president who came to the End the Fed protest with his son of a small bank there in northeast Texas, and you know, he was saying they all know exactly what's going on.
Well, that's it. They're lacing the pockets of these big Wall Street banks, and they're taking that money, and they're buying up these smaller banks and creating monopolies that are bigger than what they were. Then we have even a bigger problem. Guess what? They're too big to fail. They've just become bigger. You know, is that good? Obviously, that's not good. These community banks are the ones that are actually creating wealth and helping something along. This whole derivative thing that's coming out of Wall Street, you know, it just boggles my mind.
They took the majority of the pension funds, of the investments, of the stock market, you know, investments made by governments, county, state, local, federal, the agencies. There's tens of thousands of these different groups that invested. And they invested it in derivatives, and they're now telling them it's all gone. Well, folks, they've already destroyed your pension funds, and what's left of it, mainstream news, they're getting ready to take it.
The Federal Reserve System was put together, Alex, for this reason. They didn't want the smaller banks taking control. They wanted to have this unified central thing that would allow them to collect the taxes and the debts from the entire world.
Yeah, they set up the income tax the same year, 1913. 800-686-2237. Your call's coming up to cover the financial news, the police state news, and play some more clips. Stay with us. Ted, thanks for coming on with us. And you know what? I wish you would have told me in the time we had about the End the Fed up in Minnesota, but I'll have you on later to tell us about that. Okay, yeah. He was up at that one. We'll be right back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms, or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors, or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
Riders on the storm.
I want to know from the listeners,
riders of the storm,
are you warning people, or people in your circle, friends and people you work with or the church with, do they realize the private banks are openly setting up world government run for and by the banks, carbon taxes that will be paid to them? Are they aware of the fact that this is a takeover?
There's a killer on the road.
This is a major move. The crisis they're creating, they plan to manage and manage the people into the world government. You know, I read a New York Times article last week on air and showed you a shot of it on PrisonPlanet.tv. We were doing the live feed. And it was where parents are putting surveillance cameras with live internet feeds off a wireless card in the cars to watch and track their children. See how that's the Big Brother Society? And now the police in New York State and Connecticut State and others are paying for studies to make everybody have these cameras in their cars. And then out of England, and similar things are being proposed here, the Houston police chief, remember 2 years ago, proposed making people have cameras in their homes. Don't believe me? Google that term. It'll come up. Social services set up CCTV camera in couple's bedroom. And it said, because they had the school records on them, that the mother and father were educationally disadvantaged. And so because they didn't have good test scores, then when they had their baby, it says they make the parents, they just calmly announce this, have a camera watching them in their bedroom to make sure they're good parents. Guilty until proven innocent. Social services set up CCTV camera in couple's bedroom. Social workers set up CCTV camera in bedroom of couple. And they said, well, we do this to everybody. With learning difficulties, in order to monitor their behavior, a new report claims. And then you read the article and they admit, the social workers say, yes, they had bad test scores in school and now they've got a baby. And so you have to have the government surveil you so they can look for anything you're doing wrong to then take your child, when the government isn't fit to clean toilets. Statistically, five times more likely, at least in the United States, I know it's bad over there as well, to abuse children because they don't care. Council staff, see, it's these cities running, are said to have spied on young parents at night as part of a plan to see if they were fit to look after their baby. And it goes on, the mother and the father were forced to cite the Human Rights Act, which protects the right to life, to private life, before the social services team. And they said they weren't able to have sex. It was because the camera was in the bedroom. The social services team backed down and agreed to switch off the surveillance camera while they were in bed together, but the cameras stay on except when they're asleep. So see, the whole issue is, why is there a camera watching them? Why do they have to live with cameras watching them? This is Big Brother. Instead, it's, all right, when you're sleeping, the camera, you know, once you turn the lights out. And it goes on to say that, yes, in young parents' homes now in England, as we told you, this is the social engineering. It's what they planned decades ago. We read you the documents. They're proposing it here. Oh, well, just new parents, you know, if you're at risk, if you're poor, you know, any of these excuses they call at risk, we will surveil you. Now, in the U.S., when you go to have a child, they run your credit report. It all goes through health department computers that are in the hospitals under regulations, not law, all over the country. And they ask the wife, you got money? Do you ever get tired? Is your husband ever rude to you? Do you ever get frustrated with your children? How you doing, honey? You ever get mad? And they sit there filling all this out, putting it in a computer for the health department, not telling you that you're basically in a police interrogation, not telling you your rights, not telling you that if you talk about not having enough money, oh, how's your finances doing? Get enough help? Got enough money, hon? I mean, I sat there earlier this year right as my wife was in labor, about to have our third child, and we go to the hospital to have him because it's my wife's already had a cesarean once, so we need to go there instead of a midwife, and they make it hard to do that. And I just sat there rolling my eyes, you know, and I was like, I know you're putting that in the health department. I know where that's going. The lady would look at me, and then when the baby had been born, you know, they for a few hours under the heating lamp and they're being checked out, the nurses were like, you sure you don't want to give them injections? Well, you got to sign a waiver form. And I said, there's no law, I don't have to. And they said, yeah, we don't give our children shots either, but we have to push it on you. So, see, they're even nice people, but they've been put in these criminal roles as spies. And now it's everywhere. Now it's everybody. They're now converting the economy over to this and announcing 1 million domestic spies and then army brigades in CBS News today to work with the police at accidents. And they say that so it's, oh, they're just helping with accidents and for rioting. Just, oh, suddenly the army's here. See how they're just easing it in? Slowly turning up the heat on martial law. All right, I'm going to come back, get into the financial stuff, and then we're going to go to your phone calls at 800-259-9231. My websites are prisonplanet.com and InfoWars.net.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here. The military is being positioned for martial law. The mark of the beast is at hand. Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system. Having a long-term food solution is your only hope to stay free. Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds. For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance. That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds for a penny per seed. 15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free. Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. A long-term food solution.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. We're the renegades in this atomic age. This atomic age, we're renegades.
All right, we're back live. You know, I'm just going to go to Scott, Forrest, Mark, John, Tony, Shauna, and others now, and then into all the news. We've got some other clips from In the Fed protests around the country coming up, and Ron Paul's speech. So stay with us today. Let's talk to Forrest in California. You're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, sir, Alex Jones. I'd like to wish you a happy Thanksgiving week and weekend.
You too, my friend.
Because you are bringing to light, and everything I've been talking about for years now is happening. And regardless of, like, what we love in life, and, you know, people are fanatical about sports, you know, and all these things. They like, you know, going out and meeting women and, you know, having a family. But, you know, if it wasn't for American sovereignty and freedom that you all are working so diligently hard every day to save and preserve, you know, we wouldn't have all this great stuff. So
if it wasn't for everybody that sacrificed before us, we would not even exist right now.
Yes, sir. That is the truth. I mean, your guests and all the people of God are preaching and teaching the truth to all creation, and it's going to save this nation, and our souls are eternal, and this like infinite love that you all have, man, it's amazing. It just makes a country boy like feel happy and brings us all together. Well, you know,
Forrest, anything else on your mind?
Yeah, I've been driving a cab now since 1998, and 9/11 severely affected our business, and my father, an American, hardworking man, put it together, and you know, with the money and everything, and people I've talked to in the cab over the years, a lot of intelligent people here in the Silicon Valley, and they're pretty much a lot of the things that they've talked about is, You all put it together and explain it in a good way and back it up with evidence. So, I mean, this infinite intelligence, man, it's awesome. And we love
people
y'all.
Together, working together is infinite intelligence, and I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you, Forrest. Mark in Texas, you're on the air. Hey, Mark. Go ahead. Put him on hold. We'll go back to him. Let's talk to John in Georgia. John, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, longtime listener. This may sound bizarre, but I've been listening to Neil Bortz and Rush Limbaugh a bit lately, and they're starting to sound like you these days, especially concerning the Bush-Obama-McCain bailout, or the bomb, as Bob Barr calls it, the BOMB.
Well, they're being forced to, and I've tuned in some and heard it myself, because their listeners are all waking up, so... It's now mainstream that we have private banks raping us.
I mean, exactly.
Listen, the cops in Dallas were smiling and waving and being friendly and talking to us and acting like we were human beings, and then we treated them like human beings. And this smiley police lieutenant looked like he was about 50 years old, you know, in the suit running things. And it wasn't an over response, too. There's probably only 10 cops out there for, you know, 250 of us. Normally it'd be like 500 cops for 200 of us. Or something like that. I'm exaggerating. Like 100 cops for 250 of us.
I was like,
hey, do you know Federal Reserve's private? And he said, yeah, I sure do. And he goes, I know all about them. He was smiling at me, and so I mean, they know, and it's happening more and more, and that's what's exciting.
I just think it's a good sign that mainstream talk radio is now talking about the criminal bankers and the socialism. And I know how unlikely it would be, but I was just thinking if you could get a major talk radio host on your show, that would have a big effect.
Well, Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, and guys like that sold out to the dark side. They're only, I mean, it's like Glenn Beck. They saw Glenn Beck at a Fox News show basically talking like myself or Ron Paul. But notice Beck one day will say, use the military to arrest the 9/11 truthers. They're a threat. And then a month later, he's saying, there's a new world order. The bankers are taking over. They want to set up a one world currency. They engineered all this.
But I do appreciate it that Beck gave Ron Paul several hours on his show to basically have his say.
But when it mattered, when Ron Paul had a chance of winning primaries, he attacked him and said he was dangerous.
Yes, yes.
See, we're winning, and I'm always telling the liberty movement, the freedom movement, the reality movement, the people that just want to be free. You know, we're just normal people. We're not even a movement. I mean, a name is too constraining. I've always explained to people, we have to be ready to win, and we're a long way away from that, but the point is, we have the opportunity, we have the capability, we have the information, we have the truth on our side. 99% of people are going to be hurt by this new world order. So whether they're an FBI agent, or a school teacher, or an auto mechanic, or a police officer, or a firefighter, we're all in this together, and I'm not lying about any of this, so what do I have to worry about? I mean, when I say DynCorp runs child kidnapping rings, it was in hundreds of newspapers, including the Chicago Tribune. Big, big child kidnapping rings. I'm sorry if that sounds crazy on the AM and FM dial. I'm sorry if that sounds nuts. It's true. Somebody's got to stand up for those people, because I understand that evil doesn't stop. If you allow evil to keep growing and you ignore it, it will take over. And so it has to be resisted. We can't have a culture of corruption. And now it's all coming to a head, and we've got dire straits. We've got a very tough road to go down. But as bad as it gets, I am getting very excited. Listen, man, I'm walking down the street in Dallas, and because of the fried economy on Saturday and Sunday, in between the End the Fed protests downtown and the grassy knoll and our hotel that's all in about a 3-square-mile area, or I guess more than that, about 5-6 square mile area. I mean, I had people all over walking up to me, and who you know lived in Dallas, were down there to eat dinner or down there to go to work, who were aware of all this. I mean, just that alone, that amount of feedback, it's just having an incalculable effect because of you spreading the word out there.
There's more people than ever waking up. I'm seeing it here in Atlanta, Georgia.
What's happening in Atlanta?
Well, I mean, we just have, you know, people supporting Bob Barr, a former Georgia congressman. We have, you know, Vera people here with Ron Paul signs in their front yards and Chuck Baldwin signs for president in their front yards even after the election is over.
Well, good job, my friend. Good to hear from you. I appreciate that call. Is Mark back? Mark in Texas, go ahead. Okay, that's done. Let's go ahead and talk to Tony in Illinois. Tony, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you, Alex?
Good, sir.
You know, I'm not sorry, what did you say?
I said, go ahead, sir.
Okay, thank you. No, I appreciate hearing you. You're very, very loud. You're what we used to call back in the 70s an alarmist, but we need alarmists these days.
Well, let me hold on. $7.4 trillion in 6 weeks stolen by offshore foreign banks. Open announcements that they're going to use the U.S. Army against the American people. Bank runs all over the world. Cancer viruses in the vaccine. Fluoride in the water. I mean, what is there to... I mean, it is alarming, sir.
Definitely it's alarming. And it's very troubling. I'm, of course, calling here from Chicago. And basically, what's going on with the Chicago machine is somewhat... like a microcosm of what you're speaking about, what's going on
well,
nationally.
Well, actually, the Chicago machine was always a big part of Clinton's makeup in his cabinet and his White House, in his West Wing. Now it looks like the Chicago machine's going to make up the whole thing.
Basically. They're basically in control. In fact, I try to run for public office. I do have to say, though, that when my uncle was housing secretary, I am Tony Cisneros. I'm Henry Cisneros' nephew here in Chicago. We have a large family. We go everywhere in the Hispanic world. But anyway, what I wanted to say is that when he was housing secretary, the Mayor Daley tried to put his hand in the pension funds, and he federalized HUD, CHA with HUD, Chicago Housing with federal housing, so that he could leave the pension funds back to the pensioners, those that deserved it. And, of course, Daley has been in a disagreement. That's why I've never gotten anywhere politically here in Chicago. And I've tried to run for public office. I've ran for Congress twice. But, nevertheless, that's not why I called you. I called you to encourage you to keep on alarming the world. One question, though, I have to ask you is that when we do get rid of the Fed, and we will eventually get rid of it, because I believe that when the people are angry enough to speak, that they will overthrow the oppressive government, as Thomas Jefferson said, and a lot of our framers of the Constitution, our forefathers said that when people band together, there's nothing in the world that can stop them, nothing. And my question is, when we do get rid of the Fed, we do go back to the gold standard, the silver standard, and sound monetary, which has been historically the standard of currency was gold and silver, and of course precious stones and so on and so forth. But my question is, when that happens, who basically, I believe whoever owns most of the gold is basically going to be in control. And I would like to ask you, who do you think that would be? Or I mean, do we still have enough gold in our reserves, Fort Knox, and in our reserves, in our independent banks? I'm not talking about Federal Reserve.
No, it's a great question. I have the best thing to do is to Google or go to YouTube and Google Alex Jones, the Money Masters, and I had the makers, one of them's a banker, on. They made the film The Money Masters, and they break down that they disagree with Ron Paul, and I see their points. I mean, and we should have a public debate about this, that we shouldn't go to a totally gold-backed currency because the bankers, the private banking families predominantly based in Europe, they have cornered the major supplies, the big stockpiles of gold. Going back to 1933 when they ordered our great-grandparents and grandparents to hand their gold in for paper notes back, they printed up paper money, the government did, gave it to us, and then we had to give them our gold. That was then shipped to Europe because it was illegal for Americans to own gold, and they doubled the price of gold in just 1 year. That was a huge profit for the International Crime Syndicate. A lot of monetary experts believe we can have a fiat currency controlled by the government, but educate the public about the money supply, use a money supply like Lincoln did, to actually empower the people, because all money really should be is a symbol of agreed upon exchange so that we can grease the skids and accelerate the ease of commerce. And so, whereas Ron Paul is an economist in his own right with the Austrian school, with the von Mises Institute, and I see his points and understand his arguments, he himself has said we would have to phase that in. And I tend to lean towards the model and the economic reform model put out by Richard C. Cook, who's a monetary historian and economist, and that model is similar to the model put out by the makers of the Money Masters, which, by the way, we have for sale on Infowars.com on DVD. It's 3.5 hours long, but folks can also watch it for free floating around the web. But that's an important 3.5 hours to watch. And at the end, they have the monetary plan. And people can say, well, that's boring, monetary plans. Well, your whole life depends on it. Our whole future depends on it for the listeners. I mean, we better get control of this or it's over. But going back, you're saying Mr. Cisneros was is your father?
No, he's my third uncle.
Your uncle. He's your uncle.
My grandfather was a Mexican revolutionary, but he was under Venustiano Carranza. He's basically the author of the Mexican Revolutionary Constitution that's in effect, that Vicente Fox was basically subjecting himself under. He was at least the last one. But anyway, he was a revolutionary, what you would call a land-owning conservative revolutionary, because when my grandparents came over, they did have gold pieces that were confiscated when Roosevelt passed the Gold Confiscation Act.
Oh, absolutely. That happened, and people didn't know. Why do you think they targeted Cisneros? I'm not saying he's perfect, but it's kind of like the New York governor went after the bankers, and so they shut him down. And I had heard they went after Cisneros because he didn't go along with Daley. Is that what you heard inside the family?
Basically, yes. That's what he did not want to play ball with the machine. And he appealed to Bill Clinton, and Bill Clinton said, well, look, I appointed you housing secretary, not Daley. So that's when my uncle basically came in and federalized Chicago housing with HUD to protect the pension funds of the pensioners.
I know, and they're now in the media today blaming Cisneros, and I'm not defending Cisneros because you're his nephew. I mean, I'm not saying he's perfect. The point is blaming him for what the central banks did, selling derivatives off of the loans, has nothing to do with HUD and with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. That's another red herring.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. My desire is to run again here in Chicago within the next major election for citywide office. I'm looking to run for city treasurer to get at least the city back on sound footing, financial footing. Of course, Miriam Santos, the last Hispanic treasurer, Daley had set her up where they eliminated her, all because she had gotten more votes than him. That was basically the root of it. Daley hates competition. He hates anybody that's going to get more votes, because that would be thrown in the hill.
Nobody's going to argue with you. I mean, his dad was the mob boss of Chicago.
Thank you. And although he, yes, you're right, you're right. Very, very controlled with the mafia. Very controlled with the and of course behind the mafia. I think you already should know who's behind the mafia. I mean, the Sicilian mafia. I mean, come on, and this gets into the religious aspect of the religion.
No, it gets into the P2 Lodge in the Vatican.
Thank you. Amen. You just said it. Basically, that's it. All Sicilians, Italians, they're not Lutherans or Presbyterians or even Baptists. So, you know, that should give you. And that's why my concern is that if we do get back on the gold standard, the Satanic Vatican has controlled gold for the last 18 centuries. They've been collecting it. Come on. 18 centuries collecting gold. You know they're going to have some power, some say in what's going on when we do get back on the gold standard. That's why my concern is that the people have the gold, the people have the silver, the people have real estate, the people have basically hard assets. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm listening to you, and I agree with you. And call back sometime, Tony. It's good to have you on board the show. Let's talk to Shauna in Florida. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call, Alex. I love your show. Just discovered it recently. Listen, I wanted to discuss this martial law thing, that report that came out suggesting that we don't have the proper defenses and all that. And I wanted to offer an alternative, if I might. I was in Iraq just recently, just a few months ago, and I was serving at CENTCOM. And While I was there, I watched a transformation happen where the guarding of the posts, the guarding of the dining facilities, local national escorts, things like that that are normally handled by the U.S. military with live rounds, were handed over to a private contracting firm called EODT. They employ a bunch of non-English-speaking people, and it created a lot of havoc. And as far as I know, it has not changed. But our
they're bringing us into a mercenary force.
Exactly. And here's the deal. While I was there, this is what forced me to leave. I went as an IT professional to handle some issues at CENTCOM that they were having with their network. What forced me to leave early was they started shooting people on the base, Alex. I'm not kidding. And here's the thing.
No, you're saying contractors would get drunk and go out and just kill people for fun?
No, they're not allowed to drink over there. Stay there.
Well, there's been reports in the press of they come out of the green zone drunk and start blasting people. Don't hang up. Shauna, I want to hear about this when we get back. Stay with us.
How much food do you have in your fridge? How long would it last in the event of a nationwide crisis? SurvivalGearSource.com is America's number one source for survival kits and supplies. SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has everything you need to be prepared. Get your storable food at SurvivalGearSource.com. We've supplied thousands of Americans with our ready-to-eat meals. Sealed, portable, and will last for years. Get your portable flameless ovens for cooking. Get your ultra-portable survival kits now. Tailored for 1, 4, 10, or even the 100-person deluxe kit. Prepare for nuclear and bioterrorism with a complete terror protection kit, including gas masks, biosuits, potassium iodate, a solar hand crank flashlight, radio, cell phone charger, and much more. Prepare now. Order by phone at 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or go to survivalgearsource.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a free Patriot bar with every order. Survivalgearsource.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Do you take nutritional supplements but don't notice any benefits? The problem is today's supplements contain things like DL-alpha tocopherol, a synthetic form of vitamin E derived from petroleum, or ferrous fumarate, an inorganic form of iron that can actually damage your body. Most of today's vitamin and mineral supplements are actually stressing your liver and kidneys. Find out what nutritionist Stephen Huer has learned from 30 years of extensive research. Learn which supplements work and which supplements harm your body and waste your money. So if you suffer from addictions, low energy, depression, low libido, poor sleep, digestive problems, allergies, slow healing, cancer, or just feel lousy, he can help. Call today for a free nutritional consultation at 888-988-3325. He's gathered the best of the best in a powerful 5-step program. Get the real answers to your health questions. Call 888-988-3325 or visit LearnTheSecretsToYouth.com. That's LearnTheSecretsToYouth.com.
Okay, Shauna in Florida. What are there? 220-something thousand contractors. Last government number I saw in Iraq, 160,000 U.S. personnel. And that's just what we know about. Okay, continue your story, please.
Okay, now, here's the deal. The EODT guys are a bunch of Ugandan mercenaries. Okay, that's who they brought in to protect our troops on the bases. The press is not allowed on the Victory Base compound, which is where Central Command is located. It is where I was. I worked in CENTCOM, steps from General Petraeus when he was there. And here's the deal. We just signed over, they're ratifying the security pact over there that President Bush signed that allows, you know, cargo shipments and aid shipments and things like that to be searched and seized. And they're going to pull everybody back to the bases in June, making them sitting duck. And here's the problem that I see, Alex. Everybody that's over there, you know, the base that I was on supported a lot of people. They have their rifle or their sidearm, depending on what they were issued, and one clip. And they're not allowed to keep their clip inside of their weapon. And the only people that are carrying, you know, weapons that are locked and loaded are the contractors that are, you know, supposed to be protecting the base.
Last
what happens
week?
When we pull these guys in June? They're sitting duck.
Well, tell me about who's getting shot on the bases.
The three that happened within a week of each other, by the way, one was a U.S. soldier, 19 years old, a private, coming out of the gym. And the official story was stray bullet from off base, which was impossible where the gym is located at Camp
Well, have you seen all these reports of a murdering Marine Corps and Army investigators of corruptions by the hundreds?
I wore the blood of one of the people shot. That is why I left. They pulled me onto the Perfume Palace, which is where they do their the intelligence. They debriefed me and told me what I saw. And it's not what I saw.
What's
Alex,
really going on?
Wrong.
There's arguments between the U.S. forces and the Ugandans?
No. The Ugandans aren't even forces. They're just mercenaries that EODT hired.
Well, then who's shooting the troops and why? Who's killing troops on the base?
EODT. EODT.
You're saying the mercenary force is?
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what. These Blackwater pigs... You know, I dealt with those guys firsthand. They would come on base, and I'm a 32-year-old Norwegian descent, you know, native Minnesotan, you know, all-American-looking girl. These guys would come on base, and I'm a professional, and they would treat me like I was the freaking entertainment, and two of them tried to force me. You know, and nobody did anything about it.
No, it's total, we see these reports, it's total lawlessness. It's a force
We
of
had
evil.
A serial rapist that attacked and raped 25 people on that, 25 women on that base in 32 days. What the hell is going on?
Evil is going on.
And they're going to, you know what? I hate to be the alarmist here, but you know what? This martial law thing? Tell me, if they have all of our troops sitting over there, you know, in a position to probably be extinguished.
That's what
in
I was going to say.
A couple of small places.
That's what I was going to say next.
I mean, come on.
No. It's in mainstream news. They're going to use foreign Czech Republic, Mexican, Canadian troops here. And the Canadian press reported last week that their people are being told U.S. troops will be used against them.
No, that's not even true, and I'll tell you why. They're going to take these security firms, because there's a hell of a lot more of them over there than you know. This stuff isn't reported. I saw it firsthand, and press is not allowed on that base.
All right, well, stay there. Stay there. I want to hear more. We're back in 1 minute. What's happening is this is all a laboratory. Iraq's a laboratory to test taking over the United States.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.